The applicant shall submit an itemized cost estimate for the improvements in question. 3. Once the itemized cost estimate has been reviewed and approved by the Planning Department office in conjunction with the Road and Bridge Department, the applicant shall then submit a performance bond from a qualified insurance or bonding company, an irrevocable letter of credit from a certified lending institution, or cash bond in the amount sufficient to pay the estimated cost of the required improvements plus 10%. Please note that in both sections 11.2.9, section C, and also 11.1.8 of the September 2008 Development Guidance Code states the following. The design and construction of all roads shall be in accordance with the requirements of Appendix L and the standards defined by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. September 2008, Appendix L was the road and access standards. Not only would the current roadways under construction with Emerald Point Phase 12 not meet the minimum requirements enumerated within the current Taney County road standards, they would not comply with the minimum standards as enumerated with in Appendix L of the September 2008 Development Guidance Code. For example, Section 8.3.11 of Appendix L requires that no street grade be in excess of 15%. Randy Hayes, the Road and Bridge Administrator, and I, and myself, I was there, have measured the grade of many of the proposed roadways within Emerald Point Phase 12. Some of the roadways in question have a grade in excess of 34%. The developer has made no attempt to comply with any of the Taney County road standards, whether those standards are from today or 1993. Per the requirements of the Missouri Revised Statute, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there's an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination, appeal from, and may take such order, requirement, decisions, or determination as sought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the office from who the appeal is taken. Any owners, lessees, tenants of buildings, structures, or land jointly or severally aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Adjustment or the County Commission, respectively, under the provisions of Section 64.845 to 64.880, or board, commission, or other public official, may present to the circuit court of the county in which the property affected is located a petition duly verified stating that the decision is illegal in whole or in part, specifically the grounds of the illegality, and asking for relief therefrom. Upon the presentation of the petition, the court shall allow a writ of certiorari directed to the Board of Adjustment or the County Commission, respectfully of the action taken and data and records acted upon, and may appoint a referee to take additional evidence in the case. The court may reverse or affirm or may modify the decision brought up for review. After entry of the judgment in the circuit court in the action in review, any party to the cause may prosecute an appeal to the appellate court having jurisdiction in the same manner now or hereafter provided by the law for appeals from other judgments of the circuit court in civil cases. Staff recommendations: if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve the appeal request, case 16-2A, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be the stop work order issued for all ongoing road construction activities with the Emerald Point subdivision shall be released in writing by the planning administrator. Two, the applicant shall submit engineering construction plans for the streets and storm sewers within Phase 12 of the Emerald Point subdivision to the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Three, once the engineering construction plans have been reviewed and approved, By the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, the applicant shall submit an itemized cost estimate for the improvements in question to the Taney County Planning Department office. 4. Once the itemized cost estimate has been reviewed and approved by the Planning Department office in conjunction with the Road and Bridge Department, the applicant shall then submit a performance bond from a qualified insurance or bonding company, an irrevocable letter of credit from a certified lending institution, or cash bond in the amount sufficient to pay the estimated cost of the required improvements plus 10%. 5 would be compliance with all of the other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And 6, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And that's the end of the presentation.
Mr. Flattery.
Good evening. My name is Vince O'Flaherty. I'm a lawyer representing the applicant Emerald Point. Here tonight, Shane Naur, who's the manager of Emerald Point, and Bruce Menke. I'll be brief. We've been here a few times, but the reason we're here is to reconsider our appeal of the stop work order. We're asking that stop work order be released, removed, and vacated so that Tom Boyce Excavating, and Mr. Boyce is here this evening, so that his firm can complete the grading and paving work in Phase 12 at Emerald Point. We're requesting and asking you to remove and release the stop work order to approve Mr. Boyce's cost estimate and bid that we were asked to provide, which we have. And then finally, our bankers here, too, we have the financial capacity to either get a letter of credit or a bond consistent with Mr. Boyce's bid to finish the work. So with that, I probably should stop. You probably want to hear from Mr. Boyce, but if you have any questions.
I remember at our last meeting, we only had 3 members of the board, and you had the opportunity to wait to have a full board, and we weren't able to reach a consensus or a quorum in terms of agreement. We have the same situation today. We have 4 members, not a full board. Would you like to proceed with your...
Thank you. Mr. Naur and I have spoken about that, and yes, we would like to proceed.
Thank you. Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, now might be a good time to hear from you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I don't know, did you guys get a copy of the itemized proposal?
I didn't. No, I don't think I did.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know I was supposed to bring them. I do have one with me that I can pass around if you guys would like to see it.
Okay. Yeah. Sure, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Sorry, I guess I should have brought some. I didn't know. Based on the meeting that we had in January, we went back, met with several paving companies, drove the site, measured everything, and tried to do a detailed itemized bid as requested to include, and I broke it out separately, the white base, subgrade elevations, the black base, and the surface improvements on there. Also included in the bid, there's been a tremendous amount of erosion, water runoff and stuff, so there's a fair amount of repair work that has to be included to get the roads back up to even be able to base them. Also on it, we had to finish some curb and gutter work that has not been completed when the stop work order was issued last September or whenever it was. So I tried to break out every item in here, itemized so that you could see it. I did have a company, Young Kearns, Noel Kearns and his group, is the paving company that I've selected for this. I've used them on several other projects in and around the area. All the bids were pretty comparable, but that's who I elected to use. I have submitted it to Bruce and his people over there to go through. The issues I'm concerned about is the erosion right now, guys. There's a tremendous amount of erosion and sediment issues that are happening out there if somebody doesn't either let us get in and get erosion fixed and get the roads fixed. It's going to continue to get worse out there. We'll have to do modifying grade changes to various areas where It's silt has washed in higher than the curbs. There's areas where it's washed out, ruts 2 feet deep. All of the curbs are going to have to be backfilled. They're not backfilled. Some have washed out. They'll have to be replaced. We took that into account. We remeasured it and everything. So I feel very good about this bid proposal that I've issued to them guys on there. I didn't know what else I needed to bring on that. I did bring my subcontractor's proposal in case you wanted to see it, who would be doing the paving on there, but it is included in my bid there. I don't know what else, or I'm open for questions, I guess, guys. Yep.
All right, I have a question.
Yep.
On the curb and gutter on this bid.
Yes.
There's currently some curb and gutter already placed.
That correct? Is correct. So probably, I don't know, 3/4 okay. maybe or so.
So 3/4 of it's done.
Yes. Okay. Maybe a little more than that. I'd have to measure it exactly.
So this in this bid, the quarter that's left, were you proposing it to be the same style curb
yes.
and guttering that's already there?
That is correct. Okay. Yep. It is a rollback, what we call a rollback curb on there, because when the houses are built, we do not know where the driveways attach, and so it keeps the water channeled, but the driveway can attach to it at any spot on any given lot.
Now, is that a different style curb than what's on the other phases?
Some of the phases have it. Some have the old standard curb okay. in there. We kind of switched to that. Gosh, I don't remember the phase. Probably 8, maybe, or something. We switched to that just because they'd have to cut the curbs everywhere, you know, to tie the driveway to it.
Well, I had a couple questions,
yeah.
and I think
Go ahead.
It may be both of you.
Okay.
At the last meeting 2 months ago when we met, and we asked for this bid, but I also asked for road construction plans. Do you guys have anything to show us?
I do not. I maybe misunderstood. Maybe I'll put it that way. I did not think that the road grades were discussed last time, and there was no feasible way at all to change them at all.
And so this price that you've given us, this bid, is to
yes.
continue the roads in the manner in which they're being built now. I mean, that's
they're
not
all
to
built.
Fix it to be in compliance with any kind of road standard.
That is correct.
Okay.
They are all built right now. All the roads are built. All the underground utilities are installed mm-hmm. throughout Phase 12. And you have to understand, when you're building the roads out there, the way Gary Hattis did, and I know Gary's not here, but you have to cut and fill on each side. If we match the road grade to hit a grade on one side of the lot, then the other side could be 50 feet elevated in the air, you know, because your topography is mm-hmm. like this. So they're balancing, and we tried to pick a spot where we cut here and fill here on the roads, because these are all double loaded roads, you know, lots off of both sides of the road. And so that's how Gary always had us do it. And I don't believe, at least in my set of plans that I had, don't believe any, when they went through the county, there was ever any road profiles or anything.
So there's never been any road construction plans that you're aware of?
No, sir.
We've never seen any.
No,
so.
There has not.
Okay.
What was staked was center line for alignment of the road on there, but no profiles on the road.
And another
is
thing
that,
I'd ask,
yeah.
Mr. O'Flaherty, I don't know if, I know he'd written this down a couple months ago, but have you guys gotten, got with Mr. Hayes from Road and Bridge as far as, I mean, ultimately he's going to have to approve this to make it correct anyway, to make it happen. Have you guys talked with him about that at all?
I have not talked to Randy at all since. I talked to him before our last meeting, but I have not talked to him since
okay.
on anything. I just met with the subcontractors and everybody and went out and compiled the bid.
Okay.
So I did not submit it to him. Sorry if I was supposed to on there. I did not know that.
Well, I know.
I submitted mine to my client.
Yeah.
So.
That's the only questions I have.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Boyce.
What is your bid? How much is it?
Can we put that up there?
I'd have to say it.
We can. Yeah, you can.
You can say it.
He can announce it. Yeah, you can say whatever. That's fine. They can look at it or whatever. That's the